You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
Those of you who are slamming your first or your second cup of coffee this morning, interesting little story that's out asking what is the sweet spot when it comes to the right amount of coffee, like how much to get you completely alert and ready to go. And also they claim, so that you'll be much more open to learning new things.
Mm.
And it turns out that it is three to five cups of coffee per day.
Whoa.
So I'm starting to wonder if this was funded by some people, you know, like...
Yeah, it could be.
Maybe a certain coffee shop that's on every corner? How many do you have a day? You're a coffee drinker.
I have my big one in the morning, which is like a double, so that's like two. And then in the afternoons, I usually have an iced coffee, so maybe three then.
So you're at three.
I'm at three, but I only choose freshly brewed Colorado coffee, which is Boyer's coffee, Dom.
Okay.
My favorite.
There's a new story that's out. This was posted on Reddit. Jeremy and I were having a chuckle over this yesterday, and we said, we need to talk about this on the radio show. Reddit has this section. It's called, Am I the Blank, meaning jerk?
Mm-hmm.
Am I the jerk, let's just say? And somebody posted something in there. It's a guy who said, let's try to set this up. He says he's not wealthy. All right, so take that out of the equation.
Okay.
And he's worked really hard all his life. He's saved up about $35,000 to pay for his daughter's wedding. The day that she got married, he was going to be ready. He put that money away, saved it up. When she gets married, I'm going to do it upright for her. Well, Jeremy, the daughter got married, but she eloped.
Okay. Okay.
Then she turned around and she asked her dad if she could still have all that money.
Yeah, you bet. Did you see how much money it was?
$35,000.
Let me write that down. $35,000. Mm-hmm. She wants it.
She says, give me that money.
Come on, Dad. I'm your favorite.
And he said, sorry, I love you, but I needed a new car, and I'm overdue on a nice little vacation. So he says, you know what? You chose to elope. So now the daughter is mad. He says his ex-wife is furious as well, but he says, look, no wedding fund. Here's his quote. Jeremy, see if you love this quote.
Okay.
I never told her it was a fund for her to use on whatever. I paid for her college and planned on paying for a wedding, but beyond that, didn't plan on paying her way through life.
Yeah, he's got a point. Got a point.
So now here's the question for the panel this morning. If the daughter knows, too, that there is a $35,000 fund that has been set up.
Is she entitled to any of that money, essentially?
That's the question.
So here's the thing. Like, she knows that money has been put away for years for her.
Mm-hmm.
So I would say that maybe she should be entitled to some of it. Because that money was earmarked for her, bottom line. It was to be spent on her.
Now, yeah, he's the one working.
He's the one working. It is his money. But for how many years did he let her know that this fund has been set aside for you? This will be yours for when you get married. Was there a stipulation on eloping or not in there?
Here's another way of looking at it.
I'm trying to play devil's advocate here.
I understand.
Yeah.
Here's another way of looking at it. Was that money put aside for her or was it put aside for him? And here's what I mean by that.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
If daddy is going to be paying for the wedding, this money wasn't saved for her. This money was saved so that he didn't have this horrible pain out of the blue of $35,000, which you might think is obscene, but they say
that's
that the average
end,
wedding
right?
cost today is around there.
Oof,
so rather than set himself up thinking, I know, you know, if my little princess gets married someday, I don't want to have to be staring suddenly at a $30,000, $40,000 bill. Mm-hmm. So I'm going to save for this. He was saving for himself, not for her.
I see where you're going with that.
And here's another question for you.
But it still was for her.
What if she never got married?
Then what do you do with that money, right? Well, then maybe do you turn around and help her get into her first place then or something like that? Be like, you know, no. I have this money. It was earmarked for you for your special occasion.
He paid for her college.
I know. I know, Dom.
But you know
what?
There are
people listening. Trying to puzzle this out and see how she can be entitled to some of this.
Now, there are people listening right now who already are chomping at the bit. Like, of course she deserves this money.
What?
You know, she saved him all this money by eloping.
Right, and
he
that's
should reward
the thing.
Her for that.
I wonder if we'll get some calls that say, you know, he maybe should have helped a little bit with some of this money at least. Maybe giving her 10 grand of it to say, this is now for a honeymoon or to help you get your life started with your new husband. Here's a little bit of it. Like, at least some of that money, because she knew it was in an account for her. She knew it was for her. It was, no matter how you couch it, it was earmarked for her and her event. I don't know. Too bad. It's daddy's money.
Debbie, what do you think?
Hi, good morning. You're totally right. You definitely hit a nerve. I do not think that she deserves the money. I think it should be the dad's. Right, like, he planned, I like what you said, Dom, that he was kind of doing this for himself and saving the money so that he wasn't surprised by this big price tag, and she chose to elope. So, and, you know, she's not entitled to that money, and if she wants $35,000, then she should start saving for herself.
It's kind of a punch in the gut, though, for her, isn't it? Like, if the past 20 years he's been saving this, and he has this account, and he's, like, constantly, like, I have this money for you. This is going to be set aside for you. This is for your wedding. This is for you.
Well, we don't
and
know
then
that
she
he
doesn't
ever told
get it.
That.
Well, she had to have known. Come on.
I bet he didn't keep throwing it in her face, though.
No, just reminding her, you know, saving.
Debbie?
Yeah, but she must have known.
Yeah.
Well, she
knows
we'll
it's
put
there.
We'll put your vote down for no, Dad keeps the money. Well, it's too late now. I mean, he already spent
it. Daddy's got a new Mustang.
Debbie, thanks for calling us. Have a great day.
Bye, Debbie.
You too.
Appreciate you being on the show. Here's Danny. Danny, good morning. What do you think?
So honestly, right now, I'm actually planning a wedding, and my parents have kind of done the same thing. I'm the only girl. I have three brothers, and they said, here's, you know, a lot of money. And my mom actually keeps saying, Danny, why don't you elope, and you can keep the money for a house payment or start a life? Or, you know, she's like, you have this lot of money. You can do what you want with it. And I'm like, man, you know, he told her she has this money and maybe she could do things like that. Like,
well, at least give her a little bit of the money, maybe. Give her like 10 grand of it just to start her life. And, you know, it was there for her.
Exactly.
That's what my in-laws did when they cut us a check for our wedding. They said, here is a set amount and you can do what you want with it. You can use it for a epic honeymoon or use it for your wedding or use it to save, but this is what you have.
Danny, thank you for that call. So it's we got a vote on each side of the ledger right now.
Right.
Hello, Chris. Good morning. Welcome.
Good morning.
Great. What do you think?
I kind of agree with Jeremy in that she should get some of the money. And the reason is based on some questions I've been asking myself, and I'm thinking about this as a father of a daughter who's hopefully we're going to one day get married and I have some money saved up for her. And if I had $35,000 saved up for her wedding and she only spent $25,000, then I got $10,000 left. So what am I going to do with it? And I think I would probably just give it to her. So if she went into this thinking, okay, so if he's got $35,000 saved up for my wedding, I'm going to save costs and I'm going to elope. Now, that may not have been her actual reasoning, but if it had been, then yeah, she's entitled to the money. But I would say that if she had gone ahead and said, there's $35,000 saved up, but my wedding's going to cost $45,000 and that's 10 over, what would she have done? Would she have accommodated? Would would he have, you know, reached into his piggy bank and come up with 10,000 more?
So, I hope not.
So yeah, Chris, we got to run. Yeah, thank you for that. Well, okay.
Well, so thought out, yeah.
I would have to say that a couple of people have thrown out the words or the phrase, she's entitled to that money. And I want everyone just to stop and think about that phrase for a moment.
Well,
think about
told,
what you just said.
But if you are told that you this is your
one
money.
Thing to know, even if you're told every day of your life, you're still not entitled to it. It's still a gift from someone.
Sure. But if you are told numerous times that it's for you.
I just don't like that word that you know, we feel like they're entitled to it. It's like, first of all.
You would feel that way, though, wouldn't you?
First of all, let's face it, $30,000, $35,000 for a wedding.
First of all, that's
really
stupid.
It's stupid. Okay,
it's so
I'm sorry.
Stupid.
No offense to everyone who's spending way more than that and everything. There's like 95% of people who have paid tens of thousands of dollars for a wedding who all regret that they spent that much on their wedding.
We just talked to that guy the other day. He was at $70,000 for two weddings.
Two weddings, and he said the first one lasted 3 years, and he had spent like an average of like $35,000.
And he wanted that money back.
So, first of all, it's dumb to spend that kind of money.
You're just showing off.
Yeah, it's like, you know, if you have to do that to prove that you love your children, I mean, come on.
You could have a beautiful backyard wedding somewhere for like $5,000 and make it beautiful.
So part of me wants him to give her some of the money as a thank you for not wasting it.
That's a good point. Thank you for eloping. Here's $10,000.
Here's $10,000. I'm going to keep 25 because daddy has worked hard his whole life. And, you know, all he's asking for is to replace his old jalopy car. Is she really going to put her hands on her hips and say, no, I want it all?
You got to drive this clunker around, Dad.
What was her name? Veruca Salt or whatever from the Willy Wonka?
Yes, Veruca.
I want it all, Daddy. Here's Monica. Monica, good morning. Welcome to the show.
Good morning. I like that you just brought up the word entitlement because I don't think she's entitled to any of it. She kind of sounds a little ungrateful. Her dad already paid for college, you know, helped her out with this other major life event. And the fact that she chose not to have a wedding, and I don't think that that means that she's owed this money or any of it. It sounds like he's a good enough father that it will probably give her some of it for her home or whatever she wants to do. But I don't think she's entitled to any of it. And if he decided not to give her $1, I would say he should sleep good every night and not worry about it.
Monica, thank you for that call.
You.
We appreciate that. We're going to try to squeeze in two more quickly. Peggy and Keith. We'll get these last two. Peggy, good morning. Welcome to the show.
Good morning.
All right. Hi. So your thought
I'm a no, and I was thinking the same thing that you said when you said what you said about it. And I also want to just piggyback onto that with, he was saving the money for himself, but the money wouldn't have gone to her anyway. It would have gone to the venue, the caterer, the photographer, the whatever.
Great point.
Yep.
So I just don't think she's entitled to this, and that's a big no.
That's a great point.
Thank you for that. She wouldn't
have
pocketed that
like
money.
She's acting like the money came out of, you know, her pocket.
Yeah.
But Peggy's exactly right. Caterers, flowers, photographer.
It would have paid other people.
Venue, right.
Peggy, you're brilliant.
That's a great point.
That's a good call.
Keith, good morning. You get the last word. What do you think?
All right, well, maybe I'm a little cynical, and maybe this says more about me than it does them, but what are the odds that she eloped solely for the reason because she got some dollar signs in her eyes and wanted the money instead of the wedding?
Oh, dude, I wouldn't put it past anyone. That's a great scenario. Right, I'm going to elope so I can just pocket the cash.
So does that change like how you want to vote on this, Keith?
Yeah, absolutely. If she did that, then she gets nothing. Now, if she had come to the dad and said, hey, you know, I'd rather have a little bit of the money, so maybe a house down payment or something like that instead of the wedding, then yeah, you get some. But if you want to be a little sneaky about it, then no, you're not getting it.
You got to negotiate up front, I guess.
Yeah.
Don't be sneaky.
I wish we knew that part of this story, but we don't know. I'm glad you called, Keith. Have a great day, buddy.
You too. Thanks, bye.
Thanks, man.
Yeah, so what if the daughter negotiates with him beforehand?
I would be okay with that. Dad, I'm not going to have the big wedding.
I could do a wedding like all of my friends do, and it could cost you 30-something thousand dollars, or I could just run off and elope.
Uh-huh. Can I use a little bit of that
something
for my honeymoon, or we want to get a place, you know, when we get back? I'd be for that all day long. Because, I mean, bottom line, you're not giving the money to a stranger. It's still going to your daughter to help improve her life.
You know what I really want to know?
What kind of car he got?
What kind of car he got? That's what I'm
Me too. I was wondering the same thing.
Like, what did he get?
Did he go drop 30 grand on something nice?
And he says he took a little vacation. I want to know what kind of car he got, and I want to know where he went.
Me too.
So I can judge.
Because bottom line, it's his ding-dang money.
You bet
All day long, it's his money.